Hi, this is Justin Dobenmeyer with BlindSoftware.com. Carrying on here, wrapping up the fourth and final tutorial on setting up multiple user accounts, and also working with program options and how to register a copy. So I have Day by Day Professional opened here, and I want to go Alt plus U for users, which is a pull down menu, and I'll show you what's under here. Alt plus U.
Alt U, menu active, switch user, dot, dot, dot.
You would go in there to switch to a different user for the calendar. Down arrow.
Manage users, dot, dot, dot.
Manage users is where you add, edit, or delete users. We'll go in there in a minute. Down arrow.
Address book, dot, 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 control plus V.
And we've already covered that, so if we down arrow again, we'll be back at the top.
Switch user, dot, dot, dot.
Down arrow again.
Manage users, dot, dot, dot.
Let's hit enter and go in here.
Enter. Leaving menus. Manage users dialog. List box. Justin. 1 of 1. User.
Okay, so you have a users list. There's Justin. Tab 1.
Tab. Delete user button.
We can delete that user. Self-explanatory. I'm not going to illustrate that.
Tab. Edit user button.
We can edit the user. So let's go ahead and go in there.
Enter. Edit user dialog. Name edit. Justin.
Okay. If you want to change this, you could say Justin D.
Name edit. Justin D.
Tab.
Tab. Password required combo box. No. 1 of 2.
I tabbed. Do you want a password? Let's say yes.
Write down your password dialog. You have decided to require a password. Write your password down in case you...
Okay, again, every time you select for a password for the user, you're going to get that. Because I really want to reinforce that to you. Write it down. If you lose it... Okay.
Okay, button.
So we're going to hit enter.
Enter. Password required combo box. Yes.
We're going to tab once.
Tab. Password edit.
For the password box, I use my name, Justin.
Star. 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 Star.
Okay, notice there's stars. Tab.
Tab. Okay, button.
Hit okay to save the changes.
Enter. Day by day for Justin D dialog. Notes edit. Star Saturday.
Okay, notice at the top in the title bar now it says for Justin D, and I've assigned a password. Let's go back to the manage user screen. Alt plus U.
Alt U. Menu active. Switch user dot dot dot.
Down arrow.
Manage users dot dot dot.
Enter.
Enter. Leaving menus. Manage users dialog. List box. Justin D. 1 of 1. User.
Tab once.
Tab. Password edit.
So in order to delete or edit Justin D, you have to know the password. So if you have a little kid sister and you're worried about them whacking all your notes and reminders, you would set up a password and then they have to know it to get in. Just to remind you, a password or username cannot have special characters like the at symbol, a dot, etc. You can use a space or the underscore character, and you can use letters and numbers, such as Justin 53. Okay, so we're going to tab.
Tab, delete user button.
If I'd hit enter, it'd say, give me the password.
Tab, edit user button.
If I'd hit enter on edit, it'd say, give me the password.
Tab, add user button.
And here we're at the add user. The next button, tab once.
Tab, close button.
Is close. Okay, so shift tab once.
Shift tab, add user button.
Going to go in there to add a new user.
Enter, add user dialog, name edit.
And we'll put my wife's name.
J-U-D-Y.
Judy. Tab.
Tab, password required combo box, no, 1 of 2.
No, we're just say no. Okay, tab.
Tab, okay button.
Hit okay.
Enter. Day by day for Judy dialogue. Notes edit. Saturday, September 7, 2002. Full description. No notes saved.
Okay, now we're at Judy. Notice the star has been removed from the date, and it says no notes saved. That's because this is a clean account. Everything's separated. Judy has her own notes, her own reminders, her own address book labels. Everything's isolated from Justin. So Justin and Judy are entirely two different people with everything totally saved independent of one another. Very, very nice feature. You can use this feature for many, many ways. If you're a single person that has to keep track of various events in your life, such as organizations, maybe a couple organizations, set them up as users. If you're a college student, you have different classes, set them up as users. And, you know, type notes and reminders and things like that for each class. It's really a slick feature. Many had requested it, and it's now in there. Now to switch users, we go to the user pull-down menu, Alt plus U.
Alt U, menu active, switch user dot dot dot.
We hit enter.
Enter, leaving menus, select user dialog, list box, Judy, one of two, user.
Okay, Judy, down arrow.
Justin D.
Justin D tab.
Tab, password, edit.
Because in order to switch, you gotta know the password.
Star.
Which is Justin, hit enter.
Enter, day by day for Justin D dialog, notes edit, star Saturday, September 7th. 2002, full description. One, this is a note that I am 7... dot, dot, dot.
Okay, now notice that we're on the same date as what Judy was on, but now I have a star before the date, and my notes list is populated. Why? Again, everything is isolated from one another. What I'm going to do is I'm going to Alt F4 out of day by day, and I want to show you now something really neat, the log on screen.
Alt F4.
So I'm going to minimize
Windows
to my desktop.
Folder view, list view, my computer, 241, D, and D, day by day, 1, D, day by day, professional.
Okay, I'm on day by day, professional, and I'm going to go ahead and hit enter on it, and I'll be at a log
enter
on screen.
Thank you, dialogue. Welcome to Day by Day Professional. There are 15.
I stopped speech. It's just thanking you and telling you there's so many days.
Enter. Select user dialog. List box. Judy. One of two. User.
Okay, so here it's a log-on screen where you select the user.
Tab. OK button.
You can tab to OK.
Tab. Cancel button.
Cancel.
Tab. Add user button.
For add user. So I'm going to tab again.
Tab. List box. Judy. One of two.
I'm going to go in as Judy. Just hit enter.
Enter. Day by day for Judy dialog. Date edit. Saturday, September 7th, 2000.
So if you only had one user set up and there was no password required, when you start day by day, it'd come right into it. So, again, the only reason you're presented on with a log-on screen is if you have more than one user set up, because you have to select one, or if you have one user set up with a password, obviously you're going to have to log in. You wouldn't want someone to click the day-by-day professional icon on the desktop and then, you know, be able to get right into your notes and reminders. Again, if you do only have one user set up and there's no password required, it'll come right into the planner. Let me just illustrate that. Alt plus
Alt
U,
menu active, switch user,
down arrow,
manage users,
go into manage
dot,
users,
enter, leaving menus, manage Judy, one of
Judy,
two,
down arrow to Justin,
D,
I'm going to delete
tab,
myself,
password, edit, star,
tab once,
tab, delete user button,
I just put my password in, hit enter,
enter, confirm dialog, are you certain you want to delete Justin D from the system, this action will delete all the notes, reminders, and address book entries for this user, continue, yes button,
yep,
enter, list box, Judy, one of one,
okay, so I'm on Judy, I'm going to hit escape,
escape, day by day for Judy,
I'm back at the main screen, I stop speech, I'm going to Alt F4 out,
Alt F4,
minimize
Windows
to my
10,
desktop.
Desktop, folder view, list view, day by day professional, 23 of 41.
I'm going to hit enter on it, and this
enter
time I'm going to get the welcome and thank you for
thank
trying
you
it
dialogue
out.
Welcome to day
okay
by
stop speech, and now when I hit enter on OK, it's going to bring me right in, because I don't require a password, and there's only one user set up, Judy.
Enter, day by day for Judy dialogue, date edit, Saturday, September.
Okay, so if you were a registered user, you would not get that thank you, you know, 15-day trial message. You would just come right in here to the main screen. One feature I didn't illustrate is you can minimize this to the system tray with Control plus L. Again, Control plus L is in Lima.
Control L.
And it's now disappeared. It's in the system tray. I'm going to bring that up with Insert plus F11. That's the JAWS for Windows keystroke. I'm not certain what the Window Eyes one is, but
select the system tray icon dialog. List box. DBD09/07/2002. 1 of 7.
Okay, DBD, that is the program, so I hit enter on it.
Enter, date, Saturday, September 7th, 2002, date edit.
And it brings the main screen right back up in the view. I didn't put that as an option. I require a person now each time to hit Control plus L so they know what they're doing. I had thousands of emails from people trialing day by day in 1.3, and during that setup, I said, you want to run day by day, minimize out of your way in a system tray. Everyone just enter, not really reading, knowing what it does. And every email would say something like this. I installed day by day and it's not working. when I hit enter on the day by day icon on the desktop, it says a copy of day by day is already running. That's because they did not understand that when they said yes to putting it in the system tray, that it minimizes it to the system tray. Some screen readers didn't support it, and I had to walk them through reinstalling it and things along those lines. So from a technical support standpoint, I left that out of the options. Now, when you have it automatically loaded to start up, you'll be presented with either the logon screen, or if you're the only user, your day-by-day calendar. Real simple, just hit Control plus L. That way you know what you're doing, and no one's going to get confused with that feature.
Day edit, Saturday.
Okay, so I'm going to cover the options of day-by-day now. And that's Alt plus O for options. Alt plus O.
Auto menu active, loaded Windows startup off.
Loaded Windows startup, meaning when you turn your computer on, and Windows starts up, so will day by day. You would want that if you wanted automatic notification of your notes and things like that. Down arrow.
Play sounds on.
Play sounds, that's the notify sound and the set reminder sound, which you can assign your own custom WAV file events for those sounds. Down arrow.
Date format sub menu.
Date format, we're not going to go in there, but that's where you could select day, month, month, day, year. Once you set that initially, I wouldn't advise changing that and saving notes and stuff. That can cause some weird results that you just don't want to do, so resist that little temptation, okay? Down arrow.
Read labels off.
Read labels is the self-voicing. If I have time, I'll cover that, but basically if it's on, I'm just going to speak the things to you as you tab around. That's all it really does. Down arrow.
Alarm sounds sub-menu.
Alarm sounds is where you'd go in, and you can select your own custom reminder sound and your own custom notify sounds. And you can also set them back to the default. Let's go in, right arrow.
Menu use defaults.
Use defaults sets it back.
Select reminder sound ...
If you go in there, you can browse to a WAV file.
Select note notify sound ...
If you go in there, you can select a note notify custom WAV sound. So down arrow.
Use defaults.
Okay. So to get back out of this sub menu, I'm going to hit my left arrow.
Menu alarm sounds.
And I'm back at the main level here. Alarm sounds. I'm going to down arrow.
Set reminder sound repeat interval ...
That's where we talked about setting that reminder sound repeat interval. You go in there and it basically just has a list box of 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60. You select how often you want that reminder sound to repeat and hit enter. Down arrow.
Loaded Windows startup off.
And we're back to the top. And I'm going to hit my Alt key to get out of the options.
Leaving menus.
And that's the options of day by day. So it is customizable. Now let's cover how to register day by day. Day by day professional edition costs $25.95. That's speaking in US dollars. And you can order your copy by using my website, blindsoftware.com. I have a secure order form there. And when you order and place a copy for Day by Day Professional, I need your product ID. And basically, that's a little code you give me. And in return, I will email you an unlock code that you can put in that will remove the 15-day trial limitation. So to do that, you go to the Help menu with Alt plus H.
Alt H, menu active, Help Topics, F1.
The help documentation, as an aside here, very, very nice navigation mode in there. Plus plus is for main topics. At is for subtopics. So very, very easy way of finding information. Please take some time and read that documentation. I had put hours into writing it. I put so much time into those docs. If you're not a programmer, you'll never, ever, ever, ever know the hours upon hours. It's taken me 6 months to program day by day, a month worth of beta testing in there, hours to do the documentation. So when you review software that people write for you specifically for the blind, please try to be open-minded and not very critical, understanding that these companies are trying to do you a favor and work for you. And as long as you support them, they'll continue to do it. So let me encourage you to support these companies that are creating accessible software for you, and encourage them by doing that. So just try to keep that in mind. Same with the screen reader companies. Email them, rant and rave to them. Tell them how great and awesome they are and good they're doing. We love to hear stuff like that. Okay, so down arrow.
BSC on the web sub menu.
If you go in there, you can go to blindsoftware.com or bscgames.com, which I offer some really cool games like Troopin' 'Em and Pipe. And we have some new stuff coming up there as well. So down arrow.
Register day by day, dot, dot, dot.
And this is where you want to go in. Register day by day. Hit enter.
Enter. Leaving menus. Register your product name dialog. This product license has expired. Please enter the registration code supplied by your software dealer. Enter your user ID here. Edit.
The user ID is the code that I send to you. So you don't have that yet. So there's nothing you can put in this box. So you're going to tab to the copy to clipboard button.
Tab, register button.
Tab.
Tab, cancel button.
Tab.
Tab, copy to clipboard button.
Press your space bar.
Space.
Nothing was said, but at that point, your product ID, the code that I need from you, is on the Windows clipboard. And now what you would do is open up your Internet Explorer, and I can do that by pushing Control-Alt-I.
Alt-Control-I.
And Internet Explorer is opening.
Three headings and one link. Schedule for Justin Zobenmeyer. Schedule.
And again, remember, the schedule comes up and because it's on my hard drive. But let me, I'm just going to walk you through it, folks. Why not?
Open dialog.
www.linesoftware.com. Hit enter.
Dial up connection dialog. Select.
Okay, I am on regular dial-up access, so at this point my modem is dialing in. Now, I'm doing this tutorial prior to Day by Day Professional being actually on the website. So I'm going to place a fictitious order of Day by Day version 1.3. And I'm going to illustrate this for you in a second here as I'm
connecting
dialing in.
Remote computer. Verify a username and password. Dot, dot, dot.
Opening up blindsoftware.com.
Microsoft Internet Explorer. Bus is now connected. Speed 45. Blind software period.
Okay.
Graphic picture of blind.
I'm on the blindsoftware.com webpage. I'm going to bring up a links list with insert plus F7.
Links list dialog. Links list view. 15 numbers. 1 of 46.
15 numbers is a really cool game. You can download track. I'm going to hit D.
D. Day by day.
Day by day. This is for 1.3. It will have Day by Day Professional there, so you would hit enter on
enter
it now.
Visited link, day by day, 6 headings and 4 links, edit details.
Okay, and basically there's some boxes here. It tells you, these are sections that you can read. I'm hitting letter H.
Detailed information for Day
detailed
by Day
information.
1.3, left program
H.
Limitations,
program
level
limitations,
two.
I'm hitting H.
Special requirements, level 2.
If you're not running JAWS 4.5, you cannot hit H. This is something new. It's going from heading to heading.
Registration instructions, if any, level 2.
Okay, it tells you how to get your product ID. But basically, if you jump to the first control on this form.
Combo box, no selection. I would like to use.
I would like to use.
Combo box, enter. Forms mode on. I would like to use. Combo box, no selection, 1 of 5.
Down arrow.
Credit card online, now no processing fee except for Diners Club, plus 4%.
Okay, you can use credit card online.
Credit card by fax or PayPal, plus.
Credit card, fax, or PayPal.
Credit card by phone plus $3.00.
Credit card by phone.
Fee.
Basically, you call a voicemail automated system, and you just speak your credit card details and your order number in the voicemail system, and then they'll process it from there. So it's not an actual human, but it works pretty well.
Check by U.S. or U.K. checks or
I'm going to choose a check or international money order. I'm going to tab once.
Tab, CD, combo box. No, do not mail me a backup copy of the software on the CD for an additional $8.00.
If you want a backup copy of Day by Day mail to you on CD, you can do that. Down arrow.
Yes, mail me a backup copy of the software on the CD for an additional $8.00.
Tab.
Tab, buy now button. Enter.
Hit enter.
Forms mode off. One heading and four links. Heading level 2, confirm order options. If you have questions about ordering a program or are having problems ordering a program through our shopping cart system, please view our link frequently asked questions. Which will
okay,
questions.
I'm going to stop speech.
If
up
you
arrow.
Have blank, if it link frequently asked questions.
Go in there and read them if you ever have questions,
which will
okay?
Blank.
I'm
no,
down arrowing rapidly here.
Blank. We accept these because blank. Here is what you have selected.
Here's what you've selected.
Blank. Product to purchase day by day.
Tells you the
price,
product.
$22.95.
Okay. $22.95.
Processing fee plus $3 manual process.
Again, Day by Day Professional is a little more, $25.95, because it comes with an address book and some other slick features.
Mail CD, $8 equals e total, $33.95.
Okay.
Blank.
Down arrow.
If this is not correct, press your back button to go to the previous page to adjust your selection. Otherwise, you can.
Down arrow.
Link. Proceed to our secure order form.
Proceed to our
enter.
Secure
proceed
order
to
form.
Our secure order form link.
And the secure order form is opening.
Two headings and four links. Secure order in system. Please note you have 45 minutes to complete this step.
I'm going to stop the speech and just let you know that you have 45 minutes to complete this. Jump to the first box on the order form.
If day by day requires a registration code, paste it into this box by pressing Control plus V. Enter. Forms
Enter.
Mode on. If day by day.
Now remember back in the program, you hit your spacebar and copy to clipboard, so it's on there. So just hit Control plus V.
Pasted.
And get out of forms mode. For those who don't use JAWS, you may not know what that is, but...
If day by day
okay.
Edit, DB8 to 36D763AA62AA.
Don't type none in that box. Day by day professional requires that product ID. So you have it in there. And then
blank.
If you keep going down...
First name. Blank, last name. Company.
Okay, so you'd fill all these out, and then at the bottom, I jump clear to the bottom.
Purchase button.
You have a purchase button, and you would hit enter. Please wait up to 2 minutes for the order to process. Do not hit enter twice on the purchase button. It'll charge your credit card twice. Then I have to go through a refund and things along those lines. It just gets very involved, so please be patient. Understand that you can read the bottom of your screen, and it'll tell you opening page, blah, 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 so you know it's working if it says opening page, blah, blah, blah. I mean, if it doesn't read that at the bottom of the screen still, do not hit the purchase button more than once, and then it'll process your order and you'll be done with it. And within 1 to 2 days, I will email you your unlock code. So let's go back to the
Alt
day by day.
Register your product name.
And we're acting like we've copied our user ID or unlock code to the clipboard.
Tab. Enter your user ID here. Edit.
And you would paste it in with Control plus V.
Paste it.
Notice
enter
it's in there.
Enter your user ID here. Edit. DBA to 36.
Okay. And then we're going to tab once
tab, register button.
To the register button and hit enter. Now, it's not going to work because what I've actually done is pasted in my product ID, which is what you send me. So again, this is just for illustration to let you know. You come back to the registration screen, you know, the main day-by-day screen, hit Alt plus H. You could hit the letter R for register. You'll be in the user ID box, paste it in. And then,
shift tab, enter your
always make certain I'm on the user ID box, that's shift tab once. Hit your end key.
End.
Hit your delete key a couple times.
Blank.
To get rid of any spaces
blank.
At the end.
Blank. A. Blank. Blank. A. Blank.
Okay? So it should say
a. Blank,
not a space there, because if there's a space, it won't work. And with that said and done, I hope that that was clear enough. If you're not familiar with shareware and registering software, it can be overwhelming and a bit confusing. But basically, it's very simple. You send me a product ID when you place your order, and I send you back an unlock code to your email address. And then you just paste it in this user ID box or the unlock code box, hit enter, and voila, you're registered, and the 15-day limitation is removed. And that basically will conclude the day-by-day professional tutorial. I hope you found it beneficial, and I'd encourage you to go back and listen to it another time. Just so you can get everything to kind of click, and hopefully you'll consider registering a copy and supporting me. Thank you for your time, and I hope you enjoy Day by Day. Take care.
Main menu.
Main menu.
Main menu.
Main menu.
It's time for us to log off for another week. On behalf of all of the Main Menu team, I'm Jonathan Mosen, inviting you to join us again for another Main Menu.